Welcome to Meet the People of MCB with Beverly Cascaden and Chip Haley, sponsored by the Missouri Council of the Blind. Let's get to it with this week's interview. Hello and welcome everyone to another edition of Meet the People of MCB. I'm Chip Haley.
And I'm Beverly Cascaden.
Hello, Bev. How's it going for you?
It's going beautifully. Oh, finally got some rain last night, and my yard is happy.
I bet it is. Yeah. I tell you what, I just love this time of the year. Today is Sunday, September 22nd, the first day of fall. And I don't know about where some folks are at, but where I'm at down here in Joplin, it's just an absolutely gorgeous, bright, beautiful, sunshiny day.
Yes, yes. And we're going to have some beautiful weather here coming up. So, and today's the last ball game for the Cardinals for the year. So, as soon as we're done with this, I'm going to get back on the radio and listen to that.
All right. Go Cards. Yes. All right. Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is my distinct pleasure to bring on at this time our special guest. And I'm just so tickled to have her on and get to know her a little bit better, closer and up front. And so, again, it is my distinct pleasure to introduce Kristen Myers. Kristen, welcome to Meet the People of MCB.
Thank you so much, Chip. It's great to be here.
Okay. So I had mentioned to Bev, I thought about you doing an interview with you. So talk to us a little bit. I know you're not blind or visually impaired, and that's okay. So talk to us, though, a little bit about, we know your dad, Jeff Creech, and of course, he is visually impaired. So how was it for you? Well, let me back up. When was it? About what time? Were you still living at home when your dad began to lose his eyesight?
So I actually, we're living separately with my family. And he told me, I think one day when we were just out and about, how one of his eyes just started fading in and out. And then I think it was about 2 weeks later, he told me that all of a sudden, his doctor said that it could just all be gone. And it was very hard to like, just think about how that could happen, I guess. Especially because I just had my son at the time. So he just was born, and just trying to figure out like, what would be the next steps if that does happen, especially from someone going who could be completely fine, see everything, and then all of a sudden not.
So what was that like for your dad? I know we could be asking these questions of him, but I know that he had to be greatly concerned about losing his vision, having vision all the years that he had, was able to see. So could you detect that he was greatly concerned, I'm sure? Was he any kind of panic mode or anything?
No, he was his normal, easygoing guy, you know, talking to everybody like, ah, it's no big deal, you know, kind of thing. Just, it's a bothersome that's happening to him. And it's like, we know that you're not actually feeling that, but thank you for trying.
All right. So now, Kristen, talk to us a little bit. I know you're married. You have a little boy, Elliot. Mm-hmm. He's 4 years old. Do you have you told me too, you had a brother?
Yes, I do.
And what's his name?
His name is Josh. And he actually lives with us as well. And he kind of helps out around the house here with us. And Elliot gets to spend as much time as he wants with him, which is pretty nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I was going to ask you if you and your brother were pretty close, but if he's living with you, I would take it then you guys are all pretty close.
Yep. I don't think we can get any closer.
Okay. So what kind of work does your husband do?
He works for an irrigation company called Pro Outdoor. He goes out in people's yards and makes sure that the irrigation system's working and they have the greenest grass they can.
Okay. Sounds wonderful.
I need him. Sorry, Chip.
No problem. No problem. So how long have you and your husband been married?
This year will be 13 years.
Woo, okay. All right. So, what month was that?
So, funny thing is, it's actually on my dad's birthday, October 2nd.
Is that right? Okay. All right. Just the
Yep.
day before we go to convention there in Independence. So,
Yep, exactly.
yeah. What a way to spend an anniversary, right? We're going to the state convention.
Exactly. Yep. We're gonna have a load of fun.
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Well, my wife and I, Linda, we just celebrated 49 years together on September 12th. So that's a long, I think
Awesome.
about that, and that's an awful long time, but it's been great. It really
Yeah.
has. Yeah. So,
That's awesome.
yeah. All right. So, what are you working now, Kristen?
Yeah, I actually work at the same company that my husband does, Pro Outdoor as well. But I am in the office and I actually do a lot of scheduling. I'm mostly in charge of the commercial side for any service work and stuff like that. So I do quite a bit.
Oh, okay. And again, what is your husband's name?
Jacob.
Yeah, oh, that's what I thought it was, but I wasn't 100% sure. I just didn't want to say, "Hey,
Yeah.
you."
He
Now, I know too,
would have
Kristen.
answered. He's the nicest guy ever, so he would have answered to
Okay, all right. Kristen, there was a time you lived in Springfield, is that right? Or
I
was it?
actually live down in Joplin.
Oh, I thought I couldn't remember if it was Springfield or Joplin. So you were right here in my neck of the woods. How long were you down here in Joplin?
For about 6 years. About 6 years. When we first got married, I was up from the St. Louis area. That's where I was living at the time, and my husband's family just came back this way, and they were living down there. And we kind of just decided that we were gonna move down there so he could be closer, because he just got out of college and everything like that. So he wanted to be closer to them because it was at least a couple years since he's seen his family. So we just decided to move down there.
Okay, very good. Very, very good. Now, are you living in Old Monroe now?
Yes, we are.
Oh, okay. All right. How far do you live from your dad?
Now it's about 25 minutes.
Oh, okay. Okay, very good. All right.
It's not too bad.
Okay, yeah, you bet. All right, Bev, I'm going to push it over to you.
Well, she brought up some topics, talk about her husband's name. I gotta say, when I first met her family, her little boy was 3 years old, and then, well, I got the names mixed up with her husband and her son. And at the dining table, I leaned over and I said, "And Jacob, when you come to my house, I've got some toys downstairs in the play area you can check out." And it got real quiet. And I go, "Am I talking to the little one?" "Nope, that's the big one." Ever since then, okay, now I got the name straight, I hope. Or if I don't, I just say the big one or the little one. But what a great family and great sense of humor.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I did hear on the news not too long ago, Old Monroe had an earthquake. Did you
Yeah, that's what I
notice?
heard too. We did not feel it. One of my coworkers, he actually told me the day after when we came to work, he's like, "Did you feel it? Because I know you live there," and I did not notice anything.
Wow. Well, if we're going to have an earthquake, that's a good one to have that you don't even notice it.
Right.
But I
Yeah.
mean, I'm telling you, with my 4-year-old though, I don't know if there's an earthquake or not, the way he runs around. I get it. I get it. And, talking about your history with your dad losing his sight, it did have to be scary, for everybody. And especially with him, with all his business and all the work he did, and where do you go from here? So I always Yeah, I
say,
think mostly what I was concerned of, I think, was not necessarily him getting around and stuff, because I mean, he's a, like I said,
he's
very
apt.
strong person. He can
Yep.
adapt very, very well. But I was more concerned with his mental health, because he's always the type that wants to do things and wants to be able to do it right and stuff like that when he wants to do it. Well, now it's you have to learn how to do the things you want to do. You can't do it right away anymore because you have to figure out how. So that's where I was always concerned with him, is making sure that he was okay mentally versus physically or being able to get around. Because I knew he'd figure something out, you know.
Yeah. And it does wear on you. You know, I was an adult when I lost my sight, and but I had a 3-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 10-year-old, and there was no time. You know, right. I had to figure it out. You know, so it does cause some, a little stress, and like I said, just walk in my shoes, and we do.
Right.
I am so impressed on how your family has come together and how you work things out together, and you came right to the convention, and you would have thought that you'd been around us forever.
Yeah,
you know, she just jumps in and helps out, and and well, Elliot will come over and take your hand. Now that's the little one. I bet the big one would too, but yeah. So what were your thoughts of convention when you first came, Kristen?
No, I thought it was a great place. I didn't realize how much MCP does for the visually impaired until, you know, obviously we're in that boat, because it's not as known to people, because it's not something that a lot of people think about. I don't think anyone really ever thinks of, hey, I could be blind one day, or I could be visually impaired.
Right. Yeah, that's
I think it's more people think of, hey, I might lose my foot, you know, from diabetes or something, or I might break a leg or something like that. No one, I don't think, ever thinks of being blind. So being able to go to the convention was just awesome, and just amazing to see all the people there, all the amazing bright looks on life with everyone. There was nothing that was not good about it. Like, I really enjoyed everything about there.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I've always been impressed, you know, that we can get together and we can share some of our same concerns and ideas on how to overcome those. We just reach out and help each other. That's what I love about MCB.
And
too,
just to see how many there is too, because no one would think how many people there is out there that are visually impaired.
That's true.
I mean, this isn't even everybody that's there, because not everyone can go.
Right.
But being able to see room full of people that have the same experiences, and you can just talk to them, like, and they understand everything you're going through.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's just
great. I was talking to your dad one time and on the phone, and I was walking around and I ran into the wall, and he heard it, and he goes, I heard that, and I bet that hurt. I go, oh yeah, another bruise on the face. But we understand, don't we, Chip?
We sure do.
Go ahead, Chip, and I'll regroup here.
Okay, all right. So, Kristen, we've started talking here a little bit about your involvement with your dad and with MCB. I know you guys started out with St. Charles County Council, and I guess Northern Lights gave him a better deal, offering him more money, whatever. So,
Northern Lights were better.
Right, yeah, okay. So, Kristen, do you see yourself getting more involved with, I know you guys, you and Jacob and Elliot are all there with Northern Lights, but do you see yourself kind of, because we could really use both you and Jacob, we really can. So, do you see yourself maybe getting more involved with MCB?
Yeah, I would love to. I just have to figure out, I've been trying to figure out what I can do with, you know, being so busy with Elliot, but I would love to get more involved. And even if it's something as simple as helping out with the conventions or something like that, because, I mean, I just love helping people, and I love talking to everyone and hearing their stories. So I love to do anything I can.
Yeah, you bet. And I know you guys are big summer camp lovers. You guys all enjoy going to summer camp. So talk to us about that. I mean, what is it about summer camp that you guys enjoy so much?
I don't even know how to put it into words. It was a great week. It really was. Being able to be with everyone, and I mean, being someone who is not blind and visually impaired, and seeing the layout of the place, it is not something at all that I pictured to go to. I thought it would be more blind accessible, like where there would not be obstacles if there was. Not at all. This was something that you're just an everyday person, and this is where we're going, and we're having fun. And everyone there had so much fun. Everyone just was in such a great mood all the time, helping everyone. I mean, it was just a great, great experience.
Yeah. You know, I want to back up just a little bit. You mentioned that, mm-hmm. and it is so true for a lot of us that, you know, we don't ever imagine or seeing ourselves being blind or visually impaired. I didn't start losing mm-hmm. my sight until I was 26 years old. And I could never say, I never thought of myself in the position that I'm in right now, being totally blind.
Mm-hmm.
So for you and your dad, and maybe you're not being around individuals that are blind and visually impaired, like when you came to our convention mm-hmm. last year and you've seen so many of us together like that, or even at summer camp.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had to work with your dad and maybe learn some of the blindness skills or techniques that we use and able to enhance mm-hmm. our independence?
Yes. One big thing I found that is a great help for dad, and I learned almost the hard way, is don't move their things without telling them.
That's right.
You guys know exactly where everything is. So if I was to move it even a hair, and you wouldn't be able to find it.
That's right.
I would never have thought of that, you know? And then just the little things of, you know, trying to figure out, which we wouldn't have even thought of, was the microwave.
Yeah,
All of those don't have buttons anymore. And now we figured out how to get it where he can use it. Right. There's little bumps on it now, and he can use it that way.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy how many things out there. Like, I still think of all the time, like, how does he shave? Mm-hmm. He does.
Yeah.
But how do you do that without cutting your face, you know?
Right, I mean. Yeah.
And then if you do cut yourself, how do you know you cut yourself?
Uh-huh.
Unless someone tells you, you know?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I still think of that all the time because this is still so new to us as well. And it's just great that every person that I have asked any kind of question to that is visually impaired or blind has no problem whatsoever telling you.
Oh,
and it's
you
just,
bet.
It's great.
Yeah, you bet. I remember, Bev, you probably had experiences like this as well, but I remember talking to the little kiddos when I would go into elementary school and talk to them. I had my mm-hmm. guide dog at the time, and they always got a big kick out of me doing different things with my dog. But I remember one little kid says, so how do you keep from poking yourself in the eye with your fork when you got food on your fork and you want to put it in your mouth? How do you keep from actually poking yourself in the eye with the fork? So, you know, you get a lot of fun questions from the little kiddos, I tell you.
Right.
So. Then I also wanted to know, kind of going back to what we're talking about here. So for you, learning those different skills and everything like that, and mm-hmm. And I'm sure your dad kind of maybe helped to explain it, all that kind of stuff. And then when you attend to the convention, you're seeing so many people doing things independently. Like, of course, there are times mm-hmm. when we do need sighted assistance and all that kind of thing. So it's wonderful that we do have family members, you know. And as you were talking about moving things around, I got to tell you, as I mentioned earlier, my wife and I have been married for 49 years. And to this day, she never tells me when she moves the furniture around. Never tells me. And I've got the bruises and cuts and everything on my shins from running into the coffee table and all that. And I know that I try to prepare myself. If she and I have had intense fellowship, we never argue. We just have intense fellowship. So, and she'll move that furniture around, and I'm wondering, is she getting back at me or what? You know, but but we all experience some of those same similar kind of things. Mm-hmm. So, but it is a learning process. And when my wife comes in, sometimes one of the big things, and I hate it because she doesn't tell me. She just comes in from being out somewhere. She comes in. She's got a large Diet Coke. She sets it on the counter. She doesn't tell me. And, yep, I knocked that Diet Coke over. And don't think I hear it from her. I just Fuck that. You know, just she gives it to me, I tell you. So have you had many encounters like that with your dad where maybe you've done something and he either didn't see it or know about it or...
I believe the one time we were cooking or something like that at his house, and I remember him putting his hand in something on the counter, and he goes, what is that? Because I wouldn't even think of touching something and not knowing what it is.
Oh,
or, you know, we bring Elliot over and he'll bring some of his toys or something, and
Dad'll
pick it up and he'll try to figure out what the heck is this thing.
Right. Well, I've got a little 8-year-old granddaughter, but I remember when she started out doing this when she was 6 years old. You know, she doesn't really understand blindness or what it means to be blind, but she knows that my wife, Linda, you know, would guide and direct me around. And so my little granddaughter, Kara Grace, she always liked to come and take me by the hand and lead me around. She loved to do that, and I loved having her do that. So, and I'm sure that Jeff will probably be like that with Elliot too, you know, when Elliot maybe gets another couple of years older. So just to be able to
he's
lead
actually,
grandpa around.
Yeah. He's actually starting to, I think, kind of understand. He talked about the other day how his pawpaw is blind. And then he also was talking about Missouri Council of the Blind, how we're going to go see everybody. So he's excited of that too.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
my gosh.
Yeah. Well, you know,
he's a little PR for us.
Yes, he is. Yeah. But sometimes I know, like with my grandkids, when they're, well, like with Kara Grace, but even when one of my grandsons was about that same age, they don't understand what it means to be blind. They're thinking blind means you can't see. So when they see me moving about around the house or even outside, they don't understand. Well, I thought Papa was blind and that he couldn't see. So, you know, and they always want to help me. So, but all my grandkids are pretty well gotten older, way up in their teens, early 20s, except for Kara Grace. But, I mean, grandkids are really great to be around. All right, Bev, I'm going to push it back over to you.
Yeah, and I got a couple of questions. So how did Elliot understand other people too, besides his grandpa? But did he have any questions to you, Kristen, about other people who are blind?
You know, no, honestly. When we went to camp, I mean, he did not say anything was different whatsoever. People seeing them with the canes, walking around with those, he didn't even like blink an eye at it. Like, he didn't really, I don't know if he really noticed it or he just thought it was, it's just every day and, you know, it's fine.
Don't you love it that it seems like to me, the younger the age, the more accepting
they are of it. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right.
Right. We get them used to it, you know. That's why I'd love to be, public relations. Get out there. I've been, when I was first blind and went to the mall with my daughter using my cane, and a mother and a child was walking past, and I heard the child say something. Why does she have that stick? Why, you know, and the mother, shh, don't say anything. And I said, no, let them ask. I said, that's how they learn is go ahead and let
them ask.
Right.
You know, yep. So, and that's how I, anytime Elliot says something like that, I do the same thing. I explain it to him. Because if you just if you don't explain something to them, they're not going to understand, and it's not as accepting as it can be.
Right. Yeah.
With everything out there.
Or scary. Yeah. They may think it's scary.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Yes.
In fact, at a restaurant one time when I got up and opened my cane up, the next booth over, there was a child, a little boy there, said, wow. Are you a Ninja Turtle?
I hope you said yes.
Oh, so I love the kids' questions. And even there was a lady in our group, too, that went to camp that she was losing her sight for macular degeneration. Mm-hmm. And she told me one time, she said, you know, Beverly, I just don't get it. I sit here and watch all these sightless people run off the sidewalk, fall in the bushes, and they get up and just keep going.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I said, well, Mary, what do you want them to do? Just lay there? You know, of course. So I love the questions from the kids. Mm-hmm. And like mm-hmm. Chip was saying, go to the schools and talk to the kids. And it's been a while since I've done that. The lady who asked me to go to an elementary school all the time, she's retired now, and they don't have it as much as they used to of people coming in for Ability Awareness Week. But boy, we got to get out there and mm-hmm. and do some public awareness
right.
too.
Yeah, yeah.
So, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Chip.
Yeah, I remember a time Tyler wasn't very old. You know Tyler, Bev,
and oh, he wasn't very. Gosh,
he must have been. He must have been about 4 years old. I was concluding my time at the Program for the Blind up in Kansas City. And I had all these different talking products. I had talking bathroom skills, talking watch, talking calculator, all this kind of stuff. And it was just so sweet. He said, Daddy, I wish I was blind. I'd like to have all those things too. You know, it just, you know, it just really touched my heart to hear him say that. But yeah, so all right.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk some more about MCB. Now you're a member of Northern Lights. Are you and Jacob, other mm-hmm. than being members there, do you guys play a significant role? And if you do, what role do you guys play there with Northern Lights?
No, we don't yet. There's some small roles that, you know, that we're doing. There was something that we're going to do for helping the community with possibly doing something with, you know, if someone is struggling with their bills or with food or something, we're trying to figure out how to do that. And one thing that I want to look more into is the food aspect can kind of be difficult to try to figure out how to get that to them. But I was thinking there's Instacart, you know, or Walmart delivery. Those are something that someone else can shop for them, get everything that they need, and then deliver it straight to them. So that's just something little that I've kind of been going over a little bit. And there's more that I want to do. We just haven't quite got into more roles yet because we're still fairly new with Northern Lions.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. So also I wanted to ask you, Kristen, I know you may not have gotten real acclimated to MCB with all the different services and programs that we provide and offer. But in the short time that you've been a member of MCB, is there anything that maybe stands out in your mind that you think, wow, this is great, you know, how this is going to be helpful to people who are blind and visually impaired, like with our summer camp program, or maybe with our mm-hmm. Adaptive Technology Matching Grant program? Is there anything that maybe that stands out in your mind, or is there anything what you've seen so far with MCB that you just, I mean, you just think, wow, that's really amazing.
Yeah. So the adaptive technology, that's what I was going to say. There's so much out there that I had no idea about that is so helpful and that can just be given to those people who are really needing them. And it's just, it's crazy. Like I said, there, you don't think about all these things until you have to do that. Like having all these cans in your cupboard, which one is corn, which one's beans.
Sure.
You guys
yeah.
have absolutely no idea.
Yeah. yeah.
But there is technology that you can use to mark something on there and it can tell you what mm-hmm. it is.
That's
it
right.
can tell you this is corn.
That's right.
And that's just
right.
crazy that that's a technology that is out there. That's just, it's great.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. You bet. Yeah.
Well, we didn't have that, 20 years ago?
Yeah.
Or
yeah
even
that's right.
10
yeah.
years ago.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. Well, technology has.
And then
advanced.
I guess it was just potluck when you opened it.
yeah. Yeah.
yeah.
yeah, yeah. Could be.
Yeah.
The technology has advanced so rapidly, mm-hmm. so quickly. And it's really amazing. And now with AI coming out and being able to do
oh,
so
yeah.
many things, it's just, it's amazing. It really is. Kristen.
Yeah, I heard that there's now these glasses that reach you when you have them on as well. I heard about. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's crazy that you can just have a pair of glasses on and it tells you what you're looking at.
That is right. That is awesome. Yeah. That's really awesome. Kristen, how would you describe yourself? Would you consider yourself to be an introvert, extrovert, a combination of two, or what?
All the above. That's what I would say.
Okay, yeah. Well, you definitely
I love being out there meeting people and talking to everybody and hearing all their different stories. And then other times, you know, I kind of just like to be at home, be a hermit crab.
Yeah. Well, you sound like you're the type of person that would really be fun to be around. You sound like you got a terrific sense of humor. So I bet you would
be
more of an extrovert. At least I would think so. But mm-hmm. yeah,
that's probably what a lot of people say. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let me also, before I turn it back over to Bev, let me also ask you, been the child, not really a child, but the daughter of someone who is blind or visually impaired, do you have any words of encouragement or wisdom that you would like to share with our listeners that maybe still struggling, whether it's the parent that's struggling with the acceptance of being blind, visually impaired? Have you, I don't think you probably had to encourage your dad a whole lot or whatever, keep your chin up, you know, kind of thing, attitude, but, do you have any words that, of encouragement that you would like to offer?
Yeah. It's just sight. There's more to life than that. There's so much more that you can still do. You can do everything that anyone else can do with eyes. You just have to do it differently. And don't discourage yourself just because you can't do it right the first time. That's with anything. You start riding a bike, you fall off, you get right back on. It's the same thing. Yes, it's a little different. You have to figure a little bit more things out. Like, hey, oh man, I can't drive a car now. Well, so you can still go places. There's still so much where you can go places. You can go on a train. You can go on a plane. You can have Uber come pick you up. You're not limited to just being able to stay at home because you can't see. Mm-hmm. And don't think that that is the one thing that you have to have an amazing life. Because my dad, he's doing so many things. He can still grill. He barbecues for people all the time. People ask, well, how do you know you're not burning it? He knows. And he doesn't burn in it. He makes it for everybody. There's nothing that he can't do that would be different. He still goes fishing. You wouldn't think that he could still go fishing, but he does.
Yeah, yeah. And thank you for those words. I know there's been times, Kristen, that I've called your dad, and he said, I just come in from mowing the yard. I mean, so you're right.
Yep.
And I think that's – and yep. Like doing the grilling, all those different kind of things. I love mm-hmm. it. I love – and Bev, I
yeah,
love
he,
her
he
answer.
Puts Moses his grass all the time, and I just – it was crazy to me to think about, you know, wait a minute. You can't see, and you're going to go push mow your grass?
Yeah.
And the way that he tells me he does it, I mean, he can still mow his grass. And it looks almost perfect every time.
And doesn't he also, a couple of months back, didn't he also do a little bit of remodeling in his home?
Yep, he sure did. He painted his walls. He did the floors. He's doing everything he did before. Might be a little bit slower, a little bit messier, but he still does it.
I think that's great. That's really great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Bev, I'm going to push it over to you. Take all the time that you want.
And, you know, Kristen, the one thing I've always thought of with my daughters is I want them to be proud of me. Whatever it is, I do things and just want to make sure that they're I used to say that mm-hmm. with my mom and dad, you know, they're both gone now. And, that's my inspiration is just try to make my family proud of me. Mm-hmm. So we're proud of your dad too.
Oh, you bet. You bet.
Yeah. He has done a lot. He's got a lot of good advice. Mm-hmm. He knows so many people and he's so good with people too.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I agree.
I am
very proud of him as well to overcome all the obstacles he had from people that he's had in his life that were not good for him to be out of that situation now and just thriving.
not living. Yes. He's thriving. He's doing fantastic. I'm very proud of him.
That's very good. Not living, but thriving. I love that.
Yep.
In fact, that was part of what I pick up a lot of things in my minister's sermons. And he said, do you want to survive or thrive? I thought, mm-hmm. Oh, I got to use that for MCB. Do you want to survive or thrive?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yep. Okay, we're going to shift gears again. And what about any hobbies that you have? If you have time for any.
Right. Mostly, I just hang out with Elliot, just do things with him. I love doing whatever he wants to do. Like, he's growing up so fast and becoming such a storyteller now. Like, now he tells everyone that he has a brother and a sister, and he doesn't. There's no other siblings, but he swears he does. And he'll tell them random names of them. The other day, they had a fall festival at his daycare. So we went there, and they had a little soccer tryout thing where he could do if he wanted to. And he told the person that was hosting it, no, I'll come back when I'm 14. I can't do it till I'm 14. Okay, well, so it's great just hanging out with him on when we have time off. Like, when we get off work early, we'll take him to the park if he wants to go there and just hang out with him and just see how much he's grown and how the things that he can do now. And I just love being a mom.
Yeah.
Yes. And it shows. It shows. And that, I can't tell you, that was the happiest period of my life is being a mom, you know, mm-hmm. being a room mom and being, you know, a friend of mine that her daughter was the same class as my middle daughter. And we just got my tandem bike out and she said, we're going to go up to school and have lunch with our kids. I said, you know, we got across 70 and well, she figured it out. We got there and everybody knew I was there because of the tandem bicycle being parked outside the school. You know, but just doing things like that, it like you said, it goes by too fast.
It does, way too fast.
Yeah. Yeah. But make sure you have time for yourself too. You know, and
I've been making more time for myself because being a boy mom too, they love their mamas. So it's hard to have a mama time alone sometimes. Like right now I'm in my bedroom with the door locked because it's the only time I'd probably be able to be on the phone.
Yes.
I've already heard him knock on there one time.
If we hear this little mama.
Yep.
We might have to interview Elliot.
Uh-huh,
right.
Uh-huh,
oh, uh-huh. And he would love to talk to you about it.
Yeah,
he's got that from me. He's a talker, and he loves to tell everyone all his stories.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
So, Kristen, have you had any real, can you think of any real embarrassments that you've had with Elliot?
Oh, yeah, lots. Lots. We were actually at the fall thing, and one of the kids ran up to him real quick and he looked at his arm and he said, look, he's got a stamp. I was like, oh, okay. And then Elliot goes, oh my gosh. Oh, and says some things he shouldn't say. He said, yep. Mm-hmm. And I went, Elliot, no, you can't say that. Mm-hmm. And he looked at me right away and he went, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I'm like, please don't say that. You know, all the kids around, all the parents heard it, you know.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I wonder where you hear that from.
Does he go to daycare or what does he do?
There's a learning lodge that he goes to every day. They're more on a school based on how they teach them everything. He's learning right now how to write letter D. So he'll come home and tell me D is for dog and stuff like that. And he's really getting excited because actually it's crazy to think of next August, he'll be in school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. But he loves being there. He talks about his friends all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I said my daughter in Kansas City, she's a kindergarten teacher. And And oh my gosh, the stories that she tells me about the kids. And I told her she should write a book, you know, sometime.
Right.
All teachers should at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All moms should too, because the things that we hear, I don't know how many times me and Jacob have looked at each other and said, we really need to record all day long because the stuff that he says.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. That's right. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Because you'll think you'll remember it, but you don't remember everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep. I try to get him to record things sometimes, like the way that Elliot says girl and squirrel, it is the cutest thing on how he says it. He can't say I guess the earl part.
Uh-huh.
And I hope I get it on video one day so that I remember from later.
Yeah.
Well, Chip, I think we probably should let her go here. So Elliot's probably sitting outside that door waiting for her.
Yeah, probably.
He might be.
So. Yeah. Uh-huh.
But what a delight.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I do have one last thing, Kristen.
Sure.
When your dad, correct me if I'm mistaken, now, he was a police officer at one time, or fire department, or ENT, or something?
So he was a volunteer firefighter, and then he also was going to EMT school when he started losing his vision. That's when he was going to EMT school.
Okay. So as a volunteer firefighter, and my son Tyler, I don't know what rank he has. He works for the Ready's Meal Fire Department. He's way up there. He's not the chief or anything, but he's not too far below that. But he loves it. He absolutely loves it. I don't get it, but I mean, he loves it, and he's enjoying it. So, and he tells his stories all the time. But I was just curious whether or not you've ever had any concerns, even though your dad still had sight at the time, if you had concerns about him doing that type of work.
Nope, never. That's my dad. I know he'd always be safe, and yeah, he just loves to help people like I do, but he's got more nerve to help people in that field than I do.
I can understand that. Oh, my goodness, yeah. Well, my son, Tyler, he's had to come up on some very, very sad situations. Finding a little girl that had drowned, and he was one of the individuals that found her after, I don't know, almost a week. You know, so he found her. And when we had the tornado here back in 2011, you know, he came up on people that were just, it was very, very devastating. So, but, you know, I'm glad that he's doing it. I mean, he's to be commended, in all of our firefighters, police officers, you know, ENTs, all of them, you know, need to be commended. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Agree. Yeah, they are very, very brave individuals for sure.
Yeah,
if it wasn't for them, I don't know what a lot of us would do.
You bet. That's right. Well, Kristen, we want to thank you so much for being our special guest here today on Meet the People of MCB. You've been an absolute delight to interview. Bev and I know both of us have just had a lot of fun here today. I wish we could go on for a while longer. Unfortunately, our time is just about ready to run out. Do you have any closing comments or words? I know you shared with us some words of encouragement. Anything else that you would like to say to our listening audience before we shut it down?
Just thank you so much for having me today. It was a pleasure speaking with both of you, and I hope in the future that I can help MCB more.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
You can. We'll find it.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
You have it on recording now. You're gonna play it back. Remember, we said we're going to help. We're going to do it.
That's right. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you know someone that you would like for Bev and I to interview here on Meet the People of MCB, you can have them give me a call, Chip Haley, at 417-540-9703.
Or Beverly Cascaden at 636-561-6947.
You never know, you might hear yourself right back here next time on Meet the People of MCB. Enjoy your week, everybody, and we'll catch you right back here next time for another edition of Meet the People of MCB. Bye-bye for now.
Goodbye.